Welcome to the Timely Beaver number 2, June 12, 2005. Push it.
W-I-L-E-Y to the Beaver. He's a rad little pimp that's never limp. He's little, furry, brown, and cool. He's sick in his mouth, glass in his hand. He's even got a band. Really lives in P-Town. He's always down. Parties like hell. Where's the girl? Short, blonde, and sweet. 1 foot tall with a long tail. He sometimes sees a veil. Every time and again, someone coming along asks the Beaver, where's the bomb?
Hey guys, this is the Timely Beaver number 2. It's June 12, 2005. Yeah, we got a few faces out here that you guys haven't heard yet. And who are you?
What's up, P-Town? This is Teresa.
This is T-Tickety Trevor.
This is Aaron Zielsdorf, tard farmer from Hillsboro. What can I say?
All right, it looks like we're all here for this. Anyways, I'm going to start off here with a story about my last, I'm going to call it the Memorial Weekend Massacre, where going down from Portland here down to, going downtown, as the View would say, but what we're doing is going on a trip out about an hour east of Ashland. Anyways, my car broke down half hour north of Grants Pass going through the pass. And man, it was a disaster. So I asked my buddy Dave to call in and give us, we had this experience once before, very similar, coming back from surfing over in Santa Cruz in California, coming back on Highway 17 where his car did the exact same thing. So I asked him to call in during the show so we could talk to him. Anyways, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, I had a pretty crazy week this week. Crappy day of work on Friday, but I don't really want to talk about that. I'm psyched to be here to record some next podcast here. We got Trevor and Teresa, Emily and Aaron here. We're going to record some stuff. Aaron, how was your week?
My week was cool.
Well, that's good, Aaron. Your week was cool, you know. My week was pretty cool, too. I went hiking in Forest Park on Wednesday. I had a good time, and I had this crazy conversation at the bar afterwards. Of course, I went to the bar after hiking.
What crazy conversation was it?
I found out that you're not supposed to talk about certain things. Like, we talked about politics, and there happened to be a Republican sitting at the bar with us. Oh, Republican. And it turns out, taxes. Don't talk about taxes with anybody, because it's a real soft spot with some people. It turns out this guy made about $800,000 a year, and he was bitching to me about how much taxes he had to pay. I was like, fuck, dude.
Well, Mike, didn't you ever hear about the 18th century, like, things you don't talk about in conversations or room being religion, sex, and politics? I mean, come on. You've heard that, right? Right?
Who said you can't talk about sex?
That sounds like don't talk about anything that matters. And if anybody who makes $800,000 doesn't want to talk about his taxes, well,
fuck him. Hey, well, I thought you were only supposed to not talk about that stuff at work. What's wrong with talking about that at the bar? If you can't talk about that at the bar, where else can you talk about it at?
Well, you better be getting a lot of sex if you're making $800,000 a year.
So who's getting any sex lately? Well, it's not really me, man. Shit. No, we're having a good time here in Portland today. Yeah, what we got on the show today, we got a Ted's crazy car breakdown phone call. And then something else happened. The Beaver had something.
Well, you always got to give it up for the Beaver, man. And Willie, he's the pimp daddy. He's going to be, he's always macking on the chicks. And you never know what kind of ruckus he might cause. Besides that, we also have Black Tiger on today's show. They come to us out of San Jose, San Francisco, the Bay Area. They rock the Casbah, people. Check them out at your local show when they come to town. Anyways, hey, if they rock it.
I thought they said cash box.
He got to rock the cash box. You got to make $800,000 a year. That's the only way you get a... What's a Casbah?
You know, the Casbah is actually a bar. If you go to San Diego Airport, there's a bar. Right when you make that turn off I-5, there's a bar called the Casbah. I think that's what the Clash were talking about in 1975 when they made that song. But I don't know.
I think they were talking about the Persian Kitty.
That's what I think. Anyway.
We also have readings from Meg's List on the show today. And what else? What else? What's been going on here?
Well, I think that's all we're really got on the show today. I mean, we got some songs. We got some new faces here. We're going to have a rocking time. So,
nothing like dead air time. You got to love that.
Sweet. Let's push it.
Last call for alcohol.
Hey, baby, do your knees hurt?
No.
Well, because mine hurt. I mean, because yours should hurt from... I mean, what's your sign, baby?
Baby, I'm your sign whenever you want it. You're bootylicious, and I'm ready to lap you up.
Damn, you wrestle bears, don't you?
Just your big bear, baby.
Dude, you need go-away goo.
Go-away goo? What's that? I'm chock full of goo. All I need is that sweet piece of meat over there.
Dude, you need it now.
Go-away goo is a clinically tested formula designed to eradicate that four-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after. Just a few drops in your friend's drink when he's not looking. Think of go-away goo as Clarasil for the libido.
Will I experience any painful redness?
You might experience a large rash and a few hives, but nothing a little penicillin can't get rid of.
So, hey, big boy, is it going to be your place or mine?
Oh, shit, dude. Damn, you look like a Wookiee who just broke its back over a fucking fire hydrant and shit all over itself. What the fuck?
Go-away goo should not be used on sober individuals. In rare instances, go-away goo may cause reversal effect. The makers of go-away goo are not responsible for coyote uglies, impotence, or instances of switch hitting. Use at your friend's discretion.
Thanks a lot, go-away goo. Thanks to you, I avoided having drunken, regrettable sex with the female version of myself.
Have you guys ever seen those missed connection personal ads in the local paper or on an online personal ad source? There's one that I was looking at online today, and in my city in Portland, and in the same section of town, it happened to give my name and my last initial. So I'm just like, okay, is this girl talking about me, or does it happen to be some other Mike S in the area? So that's what I'm wondering right now. I'm gonna go and I think I'm going to have to respond to this one and see what she says. So be kind of crazy because I kind of read those just for the sheer hope of maybe somebody missing a connection with me, but never really expecting anyone to actually happen. But this time, it's kind of crazy. I'm wondering... if I'm the person that she was looking for, or just coincidence that it's the wrong person. Same first name, last initial. So I'm going to get back to you guys and see what we find out. I'm going to email her right now.
All right, that was Mike's Memo Minutes, his personal ad. If you want to hear for the response from that personal ad, stay tuned. And go away, goo. Boy, I know I could have used that a couple of times. My friends could have saved my, stay tuned for Black Tiger and Blue Crush.
Well, look at them, look at y'all, oh, you're gonna make me get bold.
dude, there's the phone.
Oh, the phone's ringing. Oh, who is it?
I think it's Dave. Let's answer it. Hey, I'd like to introduce everybody to Dave. Say hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Dave and me go way back to our days back in the Bay Area doing the whole surfing in Santa Cruz. We got downtown Los Gatos all the way, San Jose, San Francisco. Gosh, what did we used to do, man?
We used to surf, drink, go to shows, stuff like that. Play chess, meet girls.
Right on. Thought that loops back into a story we had coming back from Santa Cruz surfing one weekend. So you want to give a taste of that story?
Just tell me when to start talking, Ted.
Start talking, Dave.
So this was probably about 9 or 10 years ago, and Ted and I were coming back from Santa Cruz. We just surfed and coming back over the hill. And for anyone who's ever been to, you know, Santa Cruz, the Highway 17 is crazy when it comes to mountain gradients and everything. I mean, it's real steep. So we were climbing back up, coming back from surfing, and all of a sudden the car just started going a lot slower. And then you see steam coming out of my hood. So I managed to pull the car over and got to the side of the road. We popped the hood, and, you know, sure enough, my water pump had busted. So that was the, oh, just the word of the wise, never get an 87 Mustang, piece of crap car. So that was just really frustrating. That was kind of the beginning of the end of my car. I had already done some work to that thing. I think my brother and my friend and I all overhauled the engine. You know, we put a new transmission in it. That car was much more trouble than it was worth. But long, you know, anyhow, that's for another story. But yeah, then anyways, we were on the side of the road, and then and we had to tow the car back. And
how long did it take for the tow truck to show up?
I don't know. It was, we were probably sitting on the side of the road for a good hour or two at least. Went to the, you know, it was just a bummer day for me. So that night we went to the Pink Poodle.
Oh, and, yeah, the strip club.
Yep, definitely good times.
Oh, man.
I'm going to see if I can find some good audio clips with some good moaning or good. Something.
Oh, Davey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so anyways, so that was the end of the ordeal there. But, for anyone who's listening right now who's ever been to Northern California, once you get to a certain part of 17, it's not ridiculously hilly. It's not like you're going up the Sierra Nevada, but I mean, for a piece of crap Mustang, you know, anything that's like over a 1% gradient, like a driveway slope, it's gonna be a pain in the ass to get up the hill. So we stopped, we pulled over, and man, that we waited for a long time.
Oh yeah,
that's just you know, one of those stories. You know, one of the anecdotes you just have to. Everyone goes through like an ordeal with their car. So we went through ours.
God, what year was that?
I think it was 96.
96?
Yeah, I think it was 96 because I was in San Diego State then. You were getting ready to go to Oregon State. And again, this is another tie-in for another story. But
indeed, Dave. Well, I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, my friend.
All right, take care.
All right, take care, Ted.
Hey, guys, and we're back. Hey, I heard that Willie's chasing some new tail.
Mike, I just can't see you anymore. It's over now, Mike.
It's over? I can't believe it's over. It's been so long. I'm like, what happened?
Mike, how do I tell you? You can't give me the beaver like the beaver can. Mike, your teeth are too small. Mike, your tail's too small. Willie, I love you. Willie, I love you.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. This is what I have to hear today. On my Saturday, you are leaving me for this Willie. He's only 1 foot tall, and he's a fucking beaver. Yes, he's a part of the rodent family. No, not a human. I can't believe this. I am so sad.
But Mike, I've tried to tell you for years. It's all about the beaver. It's all about the beaver. You wouldn't hear me. You wouldn't hear me. But let me tell you, that is one very important foot.
What am I to do? I'm being left for the beaver. Oh, the beaver has won in my quest for the one.
Me, 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 me.
It's that sound, Mike. It's that erotic, erotic sound.
Me, 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 me.
Oh, my God. It's that sound that I cannot take. But you know, I will still come through. I'm the lounge singer, Mike. And even though we're through, we shall have a one.
Me, me. Me, 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 me.
From San Francisco, Black Tiger, this is Venus and Mars. I got some response from my email to the misconnection personal ad, and well, unfortunately for me, it turned out to be I wasn't the right person that she was looking for. But hey, you know, it's still pretty cool to see on one of those misconnection ads that you know, your name pops up, and so it kind of gives you that excitement of that you maybe had a connection with somebody. So it was pretty cool, but yet I was a little disappointed that it wasn't me. But hey, maybe sometime in the future, one will happen.
This is Things Found on Makeslist, June 10th, 2005. I have an industrial paper cutter that I'm willing to trade straight across for a decent laptop. I need a laptop for school this fall. The paper cutter has a used retail value of $1,000 to $1,500 for the right buyer. See the below ad I've posted here on Makeslist right now. The laptop should be of comparable value, $800 to $1,200. Thanks. Triumph 3915 electric paper cutter with stand. I bought this paper cutter brand new in 1997. It is in excellent shape and has seen very little use. I use it to cut business cards, tarred for business cards. I bought it for a home-based business venture, which I never really got off the ground. Yeah, we see why. It has sat unused for the better part of 5 years. Based on internet research, this model retails for $3,000 to $3,400. Check the link below for one example that I found. I paid $29.95 for it in 1997. This is a real bargain at $1,500. Reasonable offers will be considered, no shipping. You must pick this item up. No out of town, money order, cashier check, inquiries will be entertained. This unit is heavy. I can help you load it on a truck, but you'll need at least one other person. Two, if you have to navigate stairs to help unload. And again, this is Things Found on Makeslist.
All right, guys, I hope you had a good time here tonight, and we had a great time doing this.
Yeah, it was very fun. I'd like to thank Black Tiger. You can find him at blacktigerrock.com. I'd also like to thank my buddy Dave for calling into the show and reminiscing here. And what else do we have special thanks for?
Well, I hope Trevor Trees had a good time, and Aaron too. Aaron had to take off early, but I hope they had a good time here tonight recording some stuff. And well, you know, I know they're still here, but you know, we know they had a good time. Hope you had a good time too. And I hope Mike doesn't feel too bad about being left for a furry little mammal, rodent, the beaver. But I'm sure Willie's having a good time.
Oh, Willie's having a blast.
And stay tuned next time to find out what happens to Willie.
Yeah, those gunshots. I don't know what was going on over there. I don't know. It was crazy. Anyway, rock on. Oh. And I would like to, we had a sad event happen here on last Sunday. We one of our friend's dogs suddenly passed away. It's this little puppy. And we would like to give a moment of silence for our little friend, Sawyer. May she rest in peace.
WI82BEVER.
Leave a voice message. Press 1.
He's a rad little pimp that's never a limp. He's little, furry, brown, and cool. He's sick in his mouth, glass in his hand. He's even got a band. Willie lives in P-Town. He's always down. Parties like half with the girls. Short, blonde, and sweet. 1 foot tall with a long tail. He sometimes sees a veil. Every time and again, someone coming along to ask the beaver, where's the ball?
God damn it, Dan. I cannot believe it. I stayed at your house last night. And you weren't even there.
Beaver says, don't worry, Tom. Why don't you come along? I told a story about Willie and how he's silly.
Dude, you had me at green hit.
Willie, the Beaver. Willie, the Beaver. Willie, the Beaver. Willie, the Beaver. Willie, the Beaver.
You never know, he may be stashing out in your backyard.